Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we're so grateful that you're our Lord, our God, our Savior, our healer, our provider, and you're the King of the universe that loves us. And Lord, I know you want us just to love you and praise you and worship you and thank you so that you can send forth those beautiful, magnificent, lovely angels to watch over us and guide us and protect us. Father, we're so grateful for these beautiful, magnificent angels that are ministering spirits that are sent forth to minister for those of us that are your children that will walk in obedience to your word. Now, Father, help us to realize the importance today of walking in obedience to your word to be able to get things from you. Lord, I am so grateful for the privilege to know you, to love you, and to be able to share your kingdom with you. Help me to be obedient to you in all that I do, that no curses will come upon me or my family. And I praise you and thank you and worship you for this day. As the word goes out, reveal it to men and women in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to continue on today. We're still talking about these angels. Now yesterday we talked about what happened whenever the people angered God and he sent the fierceness. Actually, he sent sorrow and trouble, and he dispatched against them a band of destroying angels. Now, if God dispatches a band of destroying angels, like he said there in Psalm 78, against you because of your wickedness and your iniquity and your sin, you're in big trouble. So you better repent and get right with God and do what he says and walk holy before him. There is some very, very scary statements in the Word of God when you really begin to read this book literally and take it literally. But in Matthew chapter 13, verse 41, it says now, and as Jesus is explaining to these men this parable, he was telling them, said, the field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that soweth them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Now, see, here's these angels. He uses these big fellows for all kinds of things. It says, as therefore the tares are gathered and burned into fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity or wrong. Now, you need to think about that. Or, he shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity or do wrong. And then look what he's going to do with them. And he shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's kind of scary. So you know what that makes you want to do? Since you know what God wants to do with wickedness and unrighteousness, it makes you want to walk holy and in righteousness before him, because you don't want to do anything that offends our King. He is our Lord and our God. So you need to be sure that you walk holy before him. Don't give place to the enemy to come and kill, steal, and to destroy. In other words, let's put it this way. If you're driving down the highway and the speed limit is 60 miles an hour and you're driving anything under 60 miles an hour, a highway patrol has no legal right to stop you. Now then, if he sees something he thinks might be wrong, and he better be pretty sure of himself, then he can stop you. But when he stops you, he better be sure it's wrong, because if it's not, then he'll have to apologize and let you go for detaining you. He has no legal right to detain you if you've not done something wrong. So you need not be afraid if you're obeying the law. Now, if you're not obeying the law, if you're speeding, if you're not doing the, if you're license plate sticker is not current, if your registration is not current, if your insurance is not current, then you've got a problem. And if they stop you, you have no legal right to do anything. So just remember, in the kingdom, no curse comes upon you undeserved. So if a curse cannot come upon you undeserved, that confirms what the Lord says in 1 John 5:18, where he says, if you're my children, you keep yourself from evil. And them that do no evil, the evil one, which is Satan and his demons, cannot touch you. Which also means that if you do evil, you open a door to the demonic world, and they come in to kill, steal, and to destroy. And that's why that most families, most people have so many devastating things wrong, because Satan has no problem finding where you've missed it and what your problem is, because he's got a demon that he's assigned to you, and he's watching over you and doing a very good job of watching to see what you're doing. But right here in Matthew 13, verse 41, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels. His who? His angels. And what are these angels going to do? They shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a fiery furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Now, you don't want to be one of those. You want to be an obedient son or a daughter. Because if you're doing what the king says and walking in obedience to his word, it says he's there to pour out blessings upon you. So that's what you want to receive from the king. You don't want to receive his curse. You want to receive his blessing. Now then, angels will minister to the saints of God. We go back to the Old Testament for this one. Daniel 6:22. It says, my God has sent his angel. Who sent the angel? My Lord and my God, our heavenly Father in heaven. He has sent his angel. Now this is a story about Daniel. This is when Daniel, although Daniel was right. Now here's one of those examples of what I was telling you. That if you're living right, the devil has no legal right to kill you. So Daniel was living right. He was being obedient to God. He was watching what he said and who he said it to. And so he was living holy before the Lord, and he was giving no place to the enemy. And look in Daniel 6:22 what happened. Now, first of all, the world tried to take control of him, and they accused him of some things. And they throw Daniel into the lion's den with all those great big old hungry lions. Now, that's a scary place to be. When they open the door and drop you down in there, you better hope you have been walking in obedience to God's word. Because if you've not been in obedience to his word, you're in big trouble. But let's see what the Lord did for Daniel in Daniel 6:22. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. In other words, Daniel had done no harm to any human being on the earth. He had not spoken evil of the king. He had not done anything wrong. But he was innocent before the Lord too. And so by being innocent before the Lord and before man, the Lord sent an angel to shut the mouths of the lions. So when Daniel was thrown into that pit with all those lions, they couldn't open their mouth. They couldn't eat. They couldn't claw him. They couldn't do anything. They could not hurt Daniel at all. Then, because of that, the next morning when the king came, he said, Daniel, how are you? And he said, oh, king, no problem. My God has sent his angel, and he has protected me and closed the mouths of the lions. So they took Daniel out of the lion's den, and all those men and women that had accused him, actually the men that accused him of doing things wrong, the king had those men, their wives, and their children thrown into that lion's den, and it said before they hit the ground, the lions was tearing them apart. It's obvious they weren't walking holy and in obedience to God's word. Now, let me tell you, that's what happens to a lot of us today. We are sick and afflicted, and we wonder why the sickness and affliction comes upon us, and it's all because we're not walking in obedience to God's Word. Now, I know that's a big chunk to swallow, but God told us in His Old Testament, in the Old Law, not even our New Covenant, this the old one, that if they would be obedient and not sin, He would keep all sickness from among them and they would have none. So what does that tell us today? If we have a better covenant with all these angels and all these wonderful things, and all this sickness and disease comes upon us, it must tell us how bad we sin. Truly, we do walk in sin. So let's not do that. Let's not provoke our angel. Let's not provoke the Lord to anger. Let's walk holy before Him. Let's walk in obedience to His Word. Whenever we read something in this book, and of course, number one, to be in obedience to His Word, you got to read His Word. You got to study His Word. You got to study to show yourself approved unto God. So if you're not studying His Word, you're in disobedience. So you need to be reading and studying and walking in love and doing what the Lord says in His Word. Because if you will, then when you come to these trials and tests like Daniel did here, the Lord will send an angel to close the mouths of the lions, and those lions will not be able to hurt him. Here's another case. It says in Matthew 4:11, "Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." Now, right there, Jesus had just gone through the temptation. He had been through 40 days of fasting and prayer. He had been tested by the enemy in every way you can imagine. They've tested him by everything to try to get him to fall, but he remained faithful. And after 40 days and 40 nights of trials and testing and Jesus remaining faithful, as it says in Matthew 4:11, "Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." Can you imagine having those big, beautiful, wonderful, majestic beings coming and minister to you? Well, they will if you'll walk obedient to God's Word. I'd like to invite you to call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106 for teachings from these series. Now then, you can also get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. There you can get a list of our audio and video tapes. We would also like to invite you out to our healing school. We have a healing school the second Saturday of every month. It's at the same location where we have church, 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. And we have it the second Saturday of every month. It starts at 1, usually runs till about 4 or 5. But come and we'll teach you how to walk in divine health or how to get healed. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. He's mighty.